Welcome to the Momnificent Podcast. This is the place where we help parents live a happy, healthy life with their kids. We're going to show you how to connect with your child and help them even in their most difficult moments as we hear from experts in the field. I'm your host, Dr. Karin Jakubowski, an international speaker, public school principal, and former struggling student. The Momnificent Podcast equips parents with science-based strategies to help you live a happy, healthy life with your kids. Welcome.
Incredible episode. When I saw our guest today's profile, I literally just smiled and I couldn't wait to bring her here to share a little bit of hope and inspiration that I hope you walk away with today. Kathy, welcome to Momnificent.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here too.
Me too. All right. So for those listening, joining in, this is Kathy Batista. And I'm curious if any of you, like me, find yourself sometimes asking yourself, what's next in my life? Like maybe you're an empty nester and you're like, okay, now what? I'm so used to having my life filled with so many things, with kids and all the things. And maybe you are at a stage, or maybe that's a stage coming for you in the near future. And that's what I love about having Kathy on our show today, because she is a mindset, mindfulness, and mood coach for women, totally love that, explores midlife transitions and ways to find a renewed joy and fulfillment, and who wouldn't want more of that? Kathy discusses her own journey with us today, the importance of connecting with your inner self, and three pillars of growth, which I cannot wait to hear about. So Kathy, again, welcome, and I always love this fun question when I remember to start out with it. What's something you've done recently that maybe you haven't done for a while that just brings you joy?
Yeah, I love that you asked it too, because I just did it this morning.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I had this like reminiscent thought of when I was younger and being in school, and they taught us how at this time of year during Yule to make those orange pomodors with the nutmeg and everything. And so I gathered up all the supplies, went to the grocery store. Like, I don't normally buy oranges. Like, I just don't. But so buying the oranges, and this morning I sat and made my little pomodors, and it just made me feel, it brought back that feeling of being creative and of learning and being, having gratitude for the person that I can't even remember who taught me how to do that. Right. And so it was awesome. I just did it. I have it right over there.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. And it's with cloves, right?
Yes. Cloves. Yes.
Cloves in, and what else? That's all I can remember.
Yeah, so I do cloves, and I did a few pieces of nutmeg, and I did cinnamon sticks around it. Like, I made a whole little,
oh my god,
piece looking thing.
You have it right there. You go get it. Show it. Show it. Yeah, why not? This is so cool. I know exactly.
All right.
I know what it is, but I don't remember as a kid actually.
Yeah, I don't know how to show this on the screen really well, but I just did like a little decoration, and then I did one half little stuff, and then I did a star, and I can't even tell you, it smells so good, and it just is such a neat, yeah, and other people, I mean, I was looking more into it, and I think later today you put a ribbon around it, and you can hang it either your tree or wherever, right? But I mean, the smell is just so divine, and
That's
I love
great.
Connecting to like the seasons and the wheel of the year, which is all of the pagan holidays, right? And so they just coincide with things that happen in our life, in our nature, right? Oh my so it's God. So fun.
That's so crazy that you just talked about that, because I am sitting here thinking to myself, like, I have an orange, I have cloves, I have cinnamon in my kitchen. I might go and do it, and I'm going to think of you. And you're right.
Should.
The smell of it. Oh, this is going to be so fun. Okay.
It
I love
that. So good.
I love that. That was so fun. Okay. So Kathy, could you share with us the pivotal moment or realization that sparked your exploration into what was missing in your midlife? And how did that shape your journey?
Yeah. So I wish I could describe it as this like, oh, moment. It really wasn't. It was messy and nasty, and I'm still grateful for it. And so for me, around like 37-ish, and I say around because it really was this trajectory that I was on where midlife, for me, I like to use this kind of loose definition of like 35 to 70 years old. And that's because you're a young adult when you're anything below and you're older adult when you're anything above. So it's this huge chunk of time.
And that's a big chunk of time.
Yeah. And it coincides with, for women, perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause. And so for me, it was when those perimenopausal symptoms of declining estrogen started to happen. And I didn't know. Nobody told me anything that this was ever going to happen and happen in like this slow way. It was just like all of a sudden you won't get your period. And it was like, oh, okay, well, I can't wait for that day. But wasn't it at all, right? So I started to have these symptoms of anxiety and depression and mood swings and irritability. And I would wake up and just feel miserable. And on top of that, I shamed myself and put such guilt on myself because I didn't know why, and there was no reason why. And I felt ungrateful because I have my family and my home and a great life, but I was miserable. And so to counteract that, I literally just started drinking too much and eating too much and shopping too much and anything to fill that hole. And then like anybody, when you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you find a way, you seek a way out, and it doesn't happen overnight, right? So that was really that pivotal point for me that said, you know what, I'm having these feelings of unsatisfied living, miserable, irritable. I mean, my kids were much younger then, and just irritable and not living the way I wanted to or what I knew was possible. And it was in that disconnect that I realized there has to be more. And that's where that question was like, is this it? Is this it, right? At 37, like, is this what I'm looking at for the rest of my life? So yeah, that for me was when I started seeking my own help through different modalities. And at one point, a few years in, probably 6 years in, I was working with a coach. And that's when I was like, my gosh, I could do this. This might be what's next for me right now, is helping other women at this point and knowing that I can say, yeah, there is something else. And no, this is not it.
I love that. And what, share what some of those modalities were? What did you?
Yeah, definitely. So I did therapy, like traditional therapy. And then somewhere along the line, somebody was like, okay, well, it could be perimenopause. And then it was deep diving into what the heck was that, talking with my gynecologist about that and what can I do to support myself in that situation, you know? And I did a lot of things like what people might call self-care, right? Like Reiki and massage, and really finding a connection between my mind, body, and soul. Like getting out of just my mind helped me so much.
There's so much to that. Oh my gosh. And it's funny. I was just talking to someone a couple weeks ago, and they were like, in your 40s, you tend to go through this. There's like a small little phase and window of like something that like you get frustrated or you're like not happy with where you're at. And you almost can like see something that you were meant to do next. And if you kind of like have to jump on it because it's like a window that like opens and then closes. And you might be hearing right now, and someone listening right now might be like, oh, maybe that idea or that spark or that interest or that idea that I'm having, that might be your next, like, this is who you were meant to be in this next phase of your life. So explore that. Like just exploit it, like go there and have
totally
fun.
Yeah. I mean, even if there's people listening now who are like, that looks fun, having a podcast looks fun. When we see something in somebody else, it is a possibility for us because we see it.
Yes.
So just go with it, right? Like whatever it is. If you feel called to get an orange today, go get an orange.
Right? Never know what that's going to lead to next. Kathy, in your experience, how does developing a connection with your inner self or higher self impact navigating the midlife transitions? And what practices or approaches have you found particularly helpful, effective, that could help someone listening right now?
Yeah. So it's really how I stumbled upon, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, this three pillar approach. And the middle pillar, and there's no exact order in doing these, but the middle one is mindfulness. And for me, I'm a master mindfulness practitioner and instructor, and I use mindfulness as a train modality, as a way for people to get in touch with that inner self. Because when we are so loud, either in our head or out here, we can't hear. We don't hear that inner voice. And like what you're saying, what you just said about somebody getting a snippet of like, oh, that looks good. If we're not listening, you won't hear it. And like any relationship, it's that give and take of listening and receiving and doing. So when we hear that inner calling, when we hear that inner voice, and there's so many words for it, you know, I think it's actually our inner child too, who's kind of knocking at the door. But when we hear them and we listen and we act upon it, it fosters a relationship that you just can continue to build and build and build. And so ways that I help women do that is through mindfulness, just, you know, basic, like non-secular mindfulness for beginners is, I have a course on my website. I love it, love it, love it, love teaching it, because it isn't just sitting and this isn't mindfulness, right? That's wonderful, and you can do it and do it often, but there's so many ways to be mindful in making that connection with that inner voice, with that intuition, your higher power, whatever that sound is that you hear that says, you know, if somebody, you're at breakfast and somebody says, how do you want your eggs? It's your inner voice responding if you want them scrambled or sunny side up. Listen and acknowledge it. I bet if you know, all of us, me, you, the viewers, took a few moments today to actually realize how often our inner voice is speaking to us, like how you got dressed this morning. So if we just acknowledge that and appreciate the times that it does guide us, it's building that relationship.
I love that. I love everything you just said. How did you get into mindfulness?
I got into mindfulness. So my coaching and my pillars are really reverse engineered. And this is why I love teaching them, is because I, not that I didn't do it the right way, but there's a kind of a quicker way to do it, you know. So I dove headfirst into mindset. You know, it was all about those, you know, the seven levels of why and Byron Katie and diving into how I can change my thoughts, right? And then it was, okay, wait a second. I don't even really know, you know, I can't sit long enough to do this, right? So yes. I'm like, I don't have this connection to myself. So that's when I saw mindfulness, because I was like, listen, I can't teach my brain anything if I'm like running in circles, right? I mean, and you're in education, you have to get a captive audience so that they can learn, so that they can be taught, anybody at any age, right? And I couldn't pay attention. My mind was go, go, go. So that's where I got into mindfulness, to quiet myself. And that's where I found myself, that inner voice. So now I have these mindset tools and I'm hearing myself and I'm listening to myself, and there's this connection, but it's still not 100%. It's still not clicking, if you will. And then I discovered that it was my body. It was my nervous system. And that's where mood comes in for me. That pillar of mood is somatic work. It's we change our mood based on when we have input into our body, our brain then gives us output. So if everything coming in, I view it as trauma, or I view it as a threat, or it's dangerous, my body is going to behave in a way. So no matter what I was teaching myself, I was not ready to receive it in my body, in that like center soul, right? So that's where now I've developed this approach where we take each person through their journey, and everybody's different. Some people might be like, you know, my mood's all set, I just can't listen, I can't hear myself, right? Or whatever you fall into it. But for me, it was knowing that I had these amazing mindset tools, and I had a coach that was sharing all of her wisdom with me, and I couldn't implement anything because it was so chaotic. I needed that stillness. I needed that, you know, magnifying glass into my soul.
So what's one thing you do for the, I think you were saying like the regulation that helps the mood and then the body and then the, like what's one example you can like share with those of us listening?
Yeah. Gosh, if I had to choose one, there's so many. It's right, I have like, I have like a little routine that I do every morning to start myself in this state. Okay. So it's a blanket statement. The one thing you can do is find ways throughout your day to get yourself into a parasympathetic state, which is that rest and digest, feed and breed sort of state where your body is, that is the receptive state. And so little things we can do all day are, and this is where we want to do stuff that our body likes. So test out some things, meet with a somatic coach, or, you know, that's one of the things that I work with my ladies. But so I do tongue circles, which is stimulating the vagus nerve. And then I hold and I do some tapping along this muscle here, which stimulates the vagus nerve. And then I do body mapping, which is I just literally connect my mind with space and time with my body. And a lot of times when we're feeling so chaotic, I mean, I don't know how many times you or your listeners like bump into things. It's because we don't have a view of ourself in space and time, right? So I give myself that reminder every morning, like, here are the legs, girl. Let's not bump into any tables today. So, and then I do a lot of like body shaking and things to move the energy. There's so many tips, but I think that blanket statement of find what works for you to get yourself into that state of parasympathetic more throughout the day than you're doing now.
I love that. Well, I've been reading and listening to work where helping us get to a regulated state, especially like with kids, but it's also as the adult, like when the kids are upset and struggling and amped up, how do I as the adult help myself? Because I'm up there as well. And I function and then move forward. Like I literally got to the point where at sometimes like I'd literally feel just pain, just right, just popping right up. And I had never experienced that before. It was just so bizarre. Yeah. And so I actually had already also just been looking for ways to help myself, because I had always been able to like get above it and get past it and be okay and use all the ticks and tools. I can't even talk right now, but so I'm like hanging on everywhere that you're saying. This is just
I mean, what you're saying is so important for women, and I mean, please put any thoughts of me sounding sexist aside, but women truly are these sacred space holders for our families, for society, for the world, right? And so to have the ability to help others co-regulate starts with us being regulated. And co-regulation just means that, almost to simplify it, is my vibe affects your vibe. You know, you ever walk into a room and somebody, you're like, ooh, they're off, and now your vibe's all changed. or someone is a vibe is just so pulling you in, right? So to co-regulate, I can't help my children, my husband, my family move in a fluid motion if I'm a mess. And it just is what it is. It's just what I found through my life and through the women that I work with. So again, put any sexist thoughts aside.
No, I love it. I literally am soaking up every word because it's literally something that I've been going through just even in the last several months. And if I'm going through it, I know someone, at least someone out there is listening to this and saying, oh my gosh, thank you so much for saying that. Yes. So where are women and in what state are women when they reach out to you to say, Kathy, can you help me? Like maybe describe for our listeners, like what a person is, a mom or woman might be going through before she ends up working with you. What do you see? Like, so that people can recognize like, oh shoot, like maybe that's me, or maybe that's somebody that I know.
Yeah.
Is that
definitely. So like I said, the demographic, like my youngest client is, or was, I no longer, she's graduated. She was 34 and my oldest is 74. So demographically, it just runs the gamut because we go through these stages often in our life. But what's different about midlife is we don't have somebody guiding us. You know, we went through these transitions when we were going from high school to college or high school to the workforce, but we had people saying, what are you going to do? How can I help you? Let me introduce you to this person, right? Or even, you know, when women have a child, everybody's like all on board, right? But these transitions that happen, we're kind of like on an island. So we've done this before. So you will recognize those feelings of, you know, I'm outgrowing my skin, right? I'm about to come into something else. And that's where that freight, you know, like you're jumping out of your skin. You need something else. So that mm-hmm. feeling of, I know there's more and I want more, or I don't know what it is, but I don't want this. That's where most women come to me and say, hey, like, can we work this out together? And because what I say is all of my clients have all the answers inside of them. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not any magic potion or whatever, right? What I liken it to is you have all the answers. You have your map. It's in there, but I have a flashlight. And we'll walk down this path together and I'll shine this light so that you can see your path, right? So I'm not telling you where to go, I'm just helping you to see what's there, what that potential looks like or could look like. So yeah, it's really that feeling.
It's so beautiful. I started life coaching about a year ago because I hit a rock bottom in my own life. It was like 2 years ago. And I was interviewing a lady on my podcast who was a life coach. And afterwards offline, she started doing, like, I just felt open enough to share with her a little bit of what I was going through. And she did a little practice with me. And I was like, what did you just do? Like, that was incredible. Like emotionally, I just felt lighter. And I was like, how did you just lift me out of that really low state that I was in? And she's like, you know, I can coach you, you know? And I was like, no, wait, where did you learn what you know? I need that for myself. And I went through the whole thing for me, because I needed that. And when I work with women, it's so beautiful. Like you said, we're not doing the work. It's all in them. We're just like, just saying things or guiding them in some way that they actually are coming out with everything inside of them that is the answer of the release and the truth that they need. It's the most incredible thing. I mean, talk about
it,
like
really
before I did that work, I had this secret inner desire to really hear my authentic voice. What is my authentic voice? What is my higher self? I don't even know. Yeah. And through work, I found my authentic voice, my higher self speaking. And I was like, yes, I always wanted this. I mean, it's so exciting. It's so exciting.
It is so exciting. And what I don't know if you find this with your clients or with yourself, but a lot of it is a remembering, because when we were younger, we heard it and we listened to it, right? I mean, sort of this odd example of this morning where I was like, I'm going to make this, because it was this remembering of an inner voice, of a spirit, right? So it is this homecoming, because we had it and then life, right? Even the those of us who had the most horrible upbringing and those of us who had the most like Hallmark movie upbringing, we all got convoluted and jammed up and society told us everything, right? And now is this time where we can remember what we're here for, what our divine purpose is. And we can do that. And we have so many purposes that during this time of midlife, you could probably live them all out and enjoy it and have a great time.
Yes, it's there. It's there. It's just waiting to come out and for you to just hear it yourself. It's, and you know what it reminds me of? So I know you're saying the remembering and I'm gonna flip it a little bit, but it's also a beautiful little practice that someone shared recently again with me, which I know and I've done, but I did it driving to work the other day where I imagined my future self looking back at me now and what would I be telling myself? And Kathy, I said that to a lady last night. And I got the chill speaking because it was like, you're a light. Don't let anything or anyone smudge that light. You are, you already are. Just show up and be you. So listen to the crazy thoughts that we create that we don't actually really, you know, it's not really legit. Nobody actually said that stuff to me, but boy, am I thinking these things.
Yeah.
People about me
and holding on to it. Yeah.
And it was so, I was so like just charged. And then I said it to actually another principal yesterday I was having breakfast with. And I'm like, what would your future self telling you right now? And all of a sudden, like, she just starts saying these things. And it was just like, yes, that's who you are. That's who you really are.
Yes, it's true. And that's, and like I said in the beginning, like if you can see it or you can imagine it, it is in the realm of possibility. So go for it. Like if it's saying, whatever it says, go for it.
And whatever you see in someone else and you get that little thought of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing that. That's because it's in you to do as well.
Yes. I 100%, I know that to be true. I know that to be true.
And I'm like, anyway. Yeah. Okay, so what challenges did you face while exploring what was missing in your midlife? And what insights did you gain that you believe could resonate with others going through a similar phase right now?
Yeah, I think there's challenges every day to have that relationship and have that accountability to myself and honor myself. So there's, I think we run into challenges, right? And there's varying degrees of this word, but that give us pause and we need to have this, they say like, remember your why. Like, why am I doing this? And so I often have, I mean, I'm so not perfect that I need to remember what I'm doing, what I'm about, you know, even that, sometimes I'll have a thought and I'll have to release it and go, okay, you know what? It's all right to have that first thought. Your chance, do it again. Like think of what you really want to be possessing and have that energy at this moment. So challenges have and will come for me all along, right? But it is having those tools and the best advice. I love sharing, just embrace that pause. This is, you know, like, what is that saying really? It's like, it's slow and steady wins the race. Well, maybe it doesn't, but slow and steady, we enjoy the journey better. And so when we're slow and methodical and we're in the moment, that mindfulness, we can take a pause and do it, whether it is a thought, a behavior, an action, the right thing for us when we allow ourselves that pause. And a lot of people, especially today, we don't think we have time for that. Like whether it's, you know, the kids, the work, like, I mean, like people showing up late for the coaching call. No, this is, you need to have made some pause in ahead of time to choose this for yourself, right? So we always have this race. Like we're in this fast world, but to allow yourself that pause to embrace you is so valuable. Like, and take as long as you need.
Yeah. And the pause helps you to relax. And my husband was at a recent conference and had a book, and he had it on his desk, and I literally like picked it up and flipped through it. And the one thing that stuck to me, which reminds me of what you're saying, was you have to get to a place of a relaxed state to really connect with your inner self, your higher self, it was your intuition. Mm-hmm. Wow. I would love to be able to follow my intuition more often be more in tune with it. And it said, you are more in tune and you'll be closer to that intuition to hear it when you're in a relaxed state. And I was like, oh my gosh. And how much of us are in that fight or flight mode. Okay, I'll speak for myself, but I've been in such a fight or flight mode with things at work and school and students and the kids. And I'm like consciously, like mentally reminding myself like, oh, to really hear that true inner voice of what to do next, where the answer really is within me. I have to get back to that relaxed state. And that pause can help us with that.
Yeah.
So important. I love that you shared that.
I love that you are totally describing the three pillars right now, that we like to get in that relaxed state is totally the neurosomatic work and the brain-based wellness to get us into that state. And then we can have that pause to listen to our intuition. And then we know which mindset tool or how we want to behave or how we want to act. I love it.
Okay, so I know we're running out of time. I try to keep these short because we only have like a few minutes.
Fast, right?
On to the next thing, you know. But I'm just going to throw this in there. So I've really been struggling lately with really getting that relaxed state because everything is so heightened with just things going on. And I looked at another principal the other day, and she was like, "I'm going to Puerto Rico for Thanksgiving." I'm like, "How are you taking all that time off and doing all that stuff?" And she was like, so excited. And she's like, I got to take care of myself. And I was like, you know what? Like I remembered that it's a mindset shift, Karin. How you look at your circumstances is your choice, Karin. So how are you going to look at it? Like it's all like the worst case. It's all I can and I won't and everything. And I just needed her and looking at her to trigger something in me to be like, it's a thought and a thought can be changed. I know that, Karin. So do it. Switch your thought. Today is an incredible, awesome day. I am powerful. I am strong. I have all the answers within me for all the difficulties I'm going to face today. Now do what you need to do to get to that calm state and your students in that calm state when they are in fight or flight mode, because they're not going to be ready to learn or do anything either. And so I've been taking that time to help even my students when they're in a fight or flight mode to take that time to get in a relaxed state where they're calm and control. Now, what is the solution or the answer, and where do we step forward? So it's just been incredible. It's so beautiful that you and I connected at this time where I've been going through things personally, which is why I love this podcast, because we just get on here and share what we're going through, because we're all facing something that we can connect with and hear and be like, oh my gosh, she's actually putting words to something that I didn't even know what it was, right? Because that's what we do. We share our experiences with each other, and it gives us the freedom and the space and the opportunity to step into something that can further help and give answers to each of us and help each one of us set ourselves more free.
Definitely. I mean, it's the human experience. It's that connectivity that we have with each other for the good and not so good feelings, right? We can all have, whether it's empathy, sympathy, or compassion for other people on this planet because of this human connection that we have.
Yeah. So how can someone find and follow you?
Yeah. So my website is my name, KathyBatista.com. And I have an amazing fun quiz on there that anybody can take. And it's 5 short questions. And it guides you to where maybe you want to start, whether it's mood, mindfulness, or mindset. And then, because like we talked about, everyone has their own compass, I don't like just give you mindset freebies. Everybody gets all the freebies. There's like, I want to say close to 10 or 12 freebies, audios, workbooks, all this good stuff. So take it, get some freebies, because some people might not want to coach. So there's tons of coaching tools in there. So go to the website, take the quiz, and then you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Coach Kathy Batista.
Thank you so much, Kathy. This was just like the highlight of my entire weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Momnificent Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be honored if you would subscribe and rate if you really liked it. I know wherever you're listening right now, it might not be the best time to leave a comment, but feel free to leave a question, a review, or a comment at any time. And until next time, remember, don't worry, be happy.